You're listening to Trumpet Dynamics, the story of the trumpet in the words of those who play it. Young, old, professional, amateur, maybe you never miss a day of practice, or maybe you're coming back to rediscover the joy you once knew playing your horn. For those who love and are fascinated with this crazy, massive metal tubing that no one can seem to master or is wise enough to not admit it if they have, this show covers all of the trumpet dynamics. When I was a wee lad, our family had a dog, a very loving, a very cuddly, but not the brightest bulb on the scoreboard, Golden Retriever. We named him Goldie. Now, Goldie was quite the handful for our family. We lived in the suburbs of Minneapolis. We had a big yard, but no fence, so Goldie would often run away. And there we'd be, off chasing him, hoping to God that we'd find him before the Eden Prairie dog catcher found him. Well, the dog catcher found Goldie more often than we would like. And my poor dad, and, well, we weren't rich, paid a lot of money to get Goldie out of the pound on many occasions. Money that probably could have been better spent on more necessary things than getting your dog out of the pound. But we just didn't have it in us to get rid of Goldie. He was part of the family. And then one day, Goldie got hit by a car. He was crossing the street that we lived on, Scenic Heights Road, there in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Had a 45-mile-per-hour speed limit. And I think it was just close to sundown. He was crossing. The driver just didn't see him, and he got hit him on the head. Fortunately, the driver wasn't going fast enough that it killed Goldie, but he lost his eye. I didn't see it, but my parents and I think one of my brothers saw it happen, and I think the eye was just dangling out of his socket. It's pretty gruesome. And we paid the vet to remove the eye. I think it was beyond repair to try to save it. So the eye had to be removed. He stitched it up. And he was in pretty bad shape, and we actually kind of felt sorry for the poor dog. He used to walk into walls because he didn't have his left eye. He couldn't see. And still, we couldn't bring ourselves to let Goldie go. Well, finally, my sister was born, and it was just too much. Had an infant in the house. We had four boys, and now a little baby girl in the house, and it was just too much. Dog food and everything that is required, the time that is required to take care of a dog, it was just too much. We finally had to let him go to a different family. Plus, he still kept running off. Eventually, he got used to living with one eye, and he didn't lose that desire to go out and see the world. And we still didn't have a fence, so he still kept costing us a bunch of money. And so finally, we gave him to a different family, where I assume he lived out his days happy and hopefully fenced in. Now, the reason I'm sharing this story with you about Goldie from my youth is I've had this podcast, Trumpet Dynamics, for the last 5 years. It started in January of 2016. And it's been kind of off and on, as my interests and my obligations have changed. And I have really enjoyed it. I've learned a lot from it. There have been some good times and some bad times with it. But here in 2021, I've reached a point where I just don't have the time or the bandwidth to continue it. I've just got too much going on with my business, my marriage, my child, but I just don't have it in me to let it go. It has too much potential to do good in this world. And this is why I am opening up the opportunity for someone else to take over the job of host of the podcast. Now, I will still have proprietary rights to the name Trumpet Dynamics, the tagline, for the time being. But whoever wants to take it, the show is yours. You're not going to work for me. I'm not going to supervise you. The show is going to either live or it's going to die based on the motivation, the skill, the dedication, mostly motivation and dedication. Skill is important, but not that important. And that might be good, maybe not. But I think for the right person, it's good. I'm not going to say that podcasting is the best way to build a personal brand, but I will say that I don't know of a better way to do so, especially if you have a voice that is, I guess, at least somewhat suited for radio, but that is definitely not a requirement. What is a requirement is to be motivated. And I think it's a tremendous opportunity for a trumpeter out there who's perhaps in college or maybe just out of college and is looking to make a name for themselves in this world. And let's be honest, it's difficult. There's a lot of competition out there. I mean, you start a blog or you get on Facebook or Instagram and you realize, man, I'm competing with thousands upon thousands of other people who have the same goal that I have. Well, I tell you what, a podcast is a great, great way for you to set yourself apart and build a brand and show that you mean business. Not only that, but you're not going to be just starting cold turkey, like with zero knowledge. I'm going to teach you everything that I know. And I'm also going to put you in touch with other podcasters who are successful via a podcasting mastermind. So if you want the gig, it's not like you're just starting from nothing. You already have a brand that is somewhat recognizable, especially in the trumpet community. I wish that it was more recognizable, and I wish that it was more of a household name, as it were. But it's not there at the moment, but it is well known. But it has the potential to be that household name, like Warburton, Pickett, Bach. It definitely has the potential for the right person. So if you're interested, or you might know somebody that might be interested, even if you're not willing to commit to it, but you just want to know more about it, well, visit the website for my business, Committed Media. And there's a press release located very prominently on the top of the homepage, and it's going to give you all the information that you need about the job. So, this is a great opportunity for the right person, and I invite you to just check it out. If you even have the slightest inkling in you that you might be interested in this, I encourage you to check it out and learn more about it. And I'm happy to set up a 15-minute Zoom call and just explain more about the position and what's involved with it. But hopefully the press release will at least give you some ideas as to what is involved in it. So check it out at committedmedia.org. committedmedia.org. And that's all I've got for you. Enjoy your day, and we'll be in your earballs soon. Maybe not me, maybe somebody else the next time an episode is published. Trumpet Dynamics is produced by Committed Media, LLC, committedmedia.org. Special thanks to Mike Fax for allowing use of Serenade to a Bus Seat for the show's theme music. To stay on the loop with the growing community of trumpeters who enjoy this podcast and to access the exclusive mobile app with content not available anywhere else on the web, just type in trumpetdynamics.com into your browser and you're off to the races. My name is James Newcomb. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.